The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, weirdos. Ashley here with Keep It Weird. I know, this isn't what you expected to hear this Friday, but I promise next week it will be worth it. This Friday, we were supposed to release our Limp Mansion Paranormal Investigation episode, but it's not done. It's almost done, but it's not done. Next Friday, we'll be releasing two episodes simultaneously. One episode is going to be the history of Limp Mansion, Limp Brewery, and the Limp family. The other is going to be all about our investigation and will include clips from the investigation that are full of creepy moments, possible EVPs, and stories from our two nights spent alone in the mansion. I feel like a lot of people are going to want to skip the Limp history episode because they assume they know everything about that story, but trust me when I tell you, you do not. I had several pages of research that I recorded in the mansion about the history, and it's literally scrapped. I ended up buying a 600-page book on the history, devoured it, and wrote an entirely new 12 pages of notes to record for you, and it adds so many interesting layers to our investigation. It explains why we felt things in certain areas, explains why we were drawn to certain things in the house, and even provided answers for me that I was looking for after my very first time channeling that I know of. I guess that's a bit of a spoiler, but hey, get excited. So today I'm releasing one of our favorite bonus episodes. This was from Halloween of 2020, where Amy Hanselman and I researched Russian folklore. And since it was such a special time of year, we got Lauren in on the action too. So please enjoy this little slice of Halloween in May, and we will see you next week with two long episodes that'll knock your socks off. Hi, weirdos! You are listening to Keep It Beard, the Patreon bonus episode for the podcast Keep It Weird. If you are hearing this, that means that you donate $10 a month to our show, and you deserve the whole world. But since I can't give you the whole world, I give you this special Halloween bonus episode. Each month, I get to sit down with my very good friend Amy, who is here with me today. Hi, Amy.
Hi, weirdos.
Hi, beardos. And as a bonus treat, joining us on the call is your full-time co-host, Lauren.
Hi, weirdos.
She's here on a Saturday.
Pop in on a Saturday. What's up, everybody?
They're going to be so happy to hear your voice.
They don't get to hear this manly voice enough.
I know. Well, yeah. Sorry, guys. We are all, we're not sick, believe it or not. We're just tired.
Sound a little sleepy and rough around the edges today.
I think we sound good. I like that we all have beautiful. Like I think we all sound like very sexy.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and Lauren, you already have that rasp, like you get it. I'm sure people all the time are like, "Oh my god, like your voice is amazing. I'm obsessed." Where me and Ashley are like, "Hey guys, what's going on?"
I do like the rasp. It's honestly gotten less though. When I used to smoke cigarettes, man, I was one sexy lady.
You were on a fast pass to that, like, hey, how's it going? Like that old lady.
Yeah, it was getting kind of bad, but it's fine.
Yeah, but I liked it.
Thank you.
Ashley liked it because she's jealous.
Because I'm jealous. Yeah, because I can't be sexy. I'm like, do you want some of this?
Oh my gosh. The way you guys make impressions of yourself, those high-pitched voices are not accurate. Neither of you sound that way. Oh, I love it.
All right.
Today, anyway. Hello, that's not what we're here for. Today we're actually going to be going to Russia.
Ooh.
You know, excited. On our couches, but we're going to Russia and I'm very excited. Amy's actually going to go first and I've never heard of what she's talking about and I can't wait.
I'm so pumped.
All right. So, I got permission to read a scary story that I read. I did not ask permission if I could use their name. My bad. That's so I'm okay. Not going to say their name or where I found it. I will ask them if they want to. We can like drop it in or put it in the, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, so this is not my story. This is just a story that really caught me and I think is very interesting. All right. I live in Europe where houses are old. Like many of these houses, my own, it dates to the 14th century. It's what I call semi-sentient. Sometimes it does stuff. That's okay because I love my house and my house loves me. And while it can be horribly creepy and unpleasant for somebody who it doesn't like, we basically bonded the first time that I set foot in it. I bought it a year and a half later and spent the next 10 years fixing it up. Maybe the weirdest thing in that context is when during renovations, a patch of plaster broke from the wall that I was not working on, revealing a beam underneath that had my great-grandpa's name written on it.
Whoa.
Hello? What?
So research at the time determined that he had once volunteered to help with renovations and had taken care of ordering the timber needed for construction. So that was the reservation mark.
Oh, that's my amazing. Gosh. I love that.
I know. What are the odds? So she says, I may at one point have released three ghosts or something similar to ghosts while rebuilding a room, but they since moved on. And the worst thing they ever did was call me out for failure at housekeeping. They would toss empty boxes and containers that I put back in the cabinet instead of throwing them away onto the floor when I wasn't in the kitchen. Which I'm just like, yes, absolutely. I need somebody to do that. I think that I would be a lot cleaner if I had a ghost who punished me for being dirty.
Yeah, right? Who was like, why would you not throw this away? Why would you just put it on the counter?
Just lightly keeping you in check.
Yeah,
exactly.
I love it.
So I have these pallet heaters in my living room. Luckily, I don't need to use them because the house stays warm enough without them. I'm not touching them because there is something living behind it. It's not happy, and I don't want to make it any more miserable. My best guess is and remains that the previous owner, who had come from Eastern Europe, brought and left behind a domovoy. Oh my god, I forgot to look up how to pronounce this. I'm sorry.
I've seen this word before, and I don't know either, but I trust your judgment.
We're going to let you go with it and say that it's right.
Yeah. We're going to just go with that. But if anybody is like, I think that's how you pronounce it. No, don't trust me. Just look it up for yourself. Brought and left behind a domovoy. It's sulking. It doesn't apparently wish to be adopted. And sometimes it plays annoying jokes. Like one time when I had a friend over for a few weeks and they were totally into hazelnut. So I bought 2 bottles of hazelnut flavored coffee syrup to put in the coffee. I'd place them on the counter and they vanished. We spent several days looking in all of the likely and unlikely places until in a moment of exasperation, I walked over to where the sulky, unhappy thing sits and snapped at it to fucking give the syrup back because we aren't amused. We left the room after that, spending the next hour or so in a different room, then walked back into the living room, and there, stuck in the middle of the table, stood 2 bottles of hazelnut syrup.
Oh, me, oh, my.
That's creepy.
So, basically, her house was owned by this family, this Eastern European family, for like 10 years. Then they moved out. Some other dude bought it, and he had it for like a year and a half. And then he sold the house. So what she thinks happened is that the Eastern European family brought the domovoy to the house and then didn't want it anymore when they left. And so now he's just stuck at the house.
Ah.
That's sad.
Yes.
But I also, I really, really like the idea that the house itself is alive.
Yeah. Like,
and has a personality. Which makes me think of my apartment, and my apartment's personality kind of sucks.
Your apartment is rude.
Like,
well, and that's why I was like, when I read this story, I was like, I have to do the domovoy And so I did do research on it, but I was like, I also want to read all this shit that happened at her dope ass house.
Yeah, right.
Because
yeah.
I was like, this house is amazing, and I'm not done yet.
Oh,
so
oh,
she's there's more of her story, which isn't that exciting.
Buckle up.
Buckle up, buttercup. Okay. So this house was owned by a person who had absolutely no sense of how to handle an old house. She's talking about the owner right before her. He had no skills in a craftsman as a craftsman. With anything this old, you're pretty lost if you can't do repairs on your own. Could you imagine having like a 600-year-old house?
Yeah. My gosh.
You better fucking know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I literally say this on our episode that's coming out next Friday. I was like, I just want an old house. And right. And Joe's always like, you know how much work goes into an old house? And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not going to do it. You're going to do
gonna it. I'm going to make somebody else do it. And then it'll be fine.
Well, and also like I grew up in like a 100-year-old house, which, mm-hmm. you know, it definitely had its quirks. But if you're growing up in like a 500-year-old house, yeah, that's like, insane. Okay. Well, no. The roof caved in, I guess.
Yeah, we were... That's just how we live now. The end.
That happened to my friend. We were going to Puerto Rico, and the night before we were going to Puerto Rico, we had a drink at her work, and we were just hanging out. And then she was like, oh my God, I have to go. And I was like, why? And she was like, the ceiling caved in my apartment.
Oh, boy. Wow. Just normal.
Yeah, so the original plaster is like an old house, just caved in. Luckily, the cats and people were not in the living room at the time, so everybody was okay.
Thank goodness.
And then she was like, I feel so bad that I'm just like going to Puerto Rico. And I was like, don't.
No, get out of there.
Don't feel bad right. at all. He can figure this out. He's an adult too. Anyway.
Oh, goodness.
So in between the family from Eastern Europe who did the majority of the basic renovations and me, she's talking about that one guy, he'd come in to get some mail that was accidentally delivered to my house instead of his new place, and the displeasure at his presence within the walls was almost tangible. He wow. could not get out fast enough. I've learned to trust my house's take on people. I've had friends sleep over who are prone to nightmares and reported the soundest sleep ever, all the way to sleeping through like a major thunderstorm. And then I've had another person who was staying. Not only could I not get any sleep to speak of because stuff kept shifting and waking them up, or they could not get any sleep because stuff kept shifting and waking them up. Windows were coming open in fucking January.
Yeah.
And the heating in the guest area died 3 times within a week. She said thrice within a week, which I think is okay because she's European.
Thrice.
died thrice within a week. And when it was working, the thermostat kept resetting itself. Ended up having to put an end to that particular friendship half a year later when the person in question did some extremely inappropriate things.
Oh, shit. The house knew.
Yeah.
The house always knows.
Yeah. Which is like, it's like how when your dog doesn't like somebody.
I was just thinking that. I was like, the house is basically like a pet that can sense somebody is negative.
Yeah.
My cats are useless at that because Gabby is just like, you human, do you want to touch?
It's true.
Doesn't matter. Like a serial killer could come in here and she'd be like,
She'd definitely snuggle up belly. To a murderer for sure.
Sissy's the same way, so you're fine. She barks at everybody that she sees for like a second, and then she chills out, and then she's like, I love you, and you are my best friend. You can murder my family if you want, I understand.
Oh, gosh.
The family that left the Domovoy has pretty much abandoned their heritage to the point of changing their names to local versions and not speaking their original language even at home anymore. So I suspect the leaving behind was quite deliberate. I haven't asked since they don't like to discuss anything related to their family's past.
Interesting.
Yeah. So now I'll go like more into what the Domovoy are. So they're house spirit guardians. They're connected to the family who owns the house where they live, not the home itself. In traditional households, the oldest member of the family is supposed to invite the Domovoy with them if they move to a different house. Or not, if you fucking are rude and you don't want to bring it with you, I guess.
Yeah, and then it's just lost?
Yeah. So, like she said, in her story, like, so the reason it was like messed up, because it was like in different comments that she was leaving on this post, she said she tried to adopt it and it like just doesn't want to be adopted,
just doesn't want to come along.
Yeah, basically
it had a family.
Yeah,
it had a family and now it doesn't. And she was like, do you want to be a part of my family? And he was like, eat a bag of dicks, lady.
Get the hell out of here.
So they are small, hairy, and have beards. And they basically look like a gnome. Sometimes they look like an ancestor of the family or the master of the house. Because even ghosts are sexist. They're only men. So they can look like a dog or a cat. Or a snake or a small boy. So generally you don't see Domovoi. They're generally heard. They'll like yell or bang around the house.
Like a poltergeist.
Yes. Yeah. They're generally less active than a poltergeist as far as right. like the negativity goes. Unless, well, we'll talk. Don't worry. I'll get there.
Okay.
So they usually live under the stove, in the middle of the house, or underneath the threshold. So, you know how it's rude to greet somebody over the threshold of a door?
What?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, okay. It's like not, I mean, it's not like really a thing anymore, but I have heard that people are like, it's not polite to like greet someone in the threshold of the door.
Are you supposed to like invite them in first? Is that the etiquette?
Yeah, I think so. And apparently in Russia, it's incredibly bad luck to greet people over the threshold, because if your Domovoi lives under the threshold, you're pissing him off.
Okay. That makes sense. I was going to say, right. I'm white trash. I don't know any polite
me either
things to do, or like how to set a table. Like,
I'm just
nothing.
A garbage person that is roaming the earth, really.
all that stuff is really stupid. I do think, I guess, not greeting somebody over the threshold makes sense, just because it's like, just come in the house and take off your coat, and then we can hug. It's cold out, you're letting in the air,
especially
whatever.
In Russia.
True.
Oh yeah, it Russia is chilly. Just it's cold. The vodka's getting out of the room. Close the door.
The aroma of the vodka's leaving the room. Hurry, get inside.
Anyway, so they're generally peaceful if they're treated well, and they will help with chores. Nice. So if you give them gifts like milk, bread, salt, or tobacco, they're more likely to help around the house.
Hell yeah.
These dudes will get bitchy if the house gets too messy, which, like, you fucking know how to clean too. So, okay.
I was gonna say. I guess.
Like, what the fuck?
You're living here rent free. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Put in some work.
Yeah, like, I could, like, throw shit at you and make you leave. they don't like swearing, especially at the dinner table, which, once again, why is that a thing where it's like, you have to be extra polite at dinner? Why?
I have Can't we no just, idea.
Ugh, I like, don't get it.
Get your elbows off the table. Fucking why, man? Why?
I want the support. That's, the elbows like, help me eat.
Yeah, maybe
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Maybe I get it if it's like a fancy dinner, but like if I'm at home in Walnut Hill, Illinois with my elbow on the table, if someone was like, elbows, I'd be like, do you know where you are?
Yeah, get over it, please.
I'd also be like, I'm 34 fucking years old. If That's I want to put my elbow wherever I want to, with consent, obviously, I'm gonna fucking do it.
That's true.
Why do people care about shit like that? I think about that. Like, I remember, like, being a kid, and, like, I would have my elbows on the table at, like, Thanksgiving, and people were like, Amy, strong and able, get your elbows off the table. And
no.
I was like, I still don't know why.
I hate that rhyme exists.
Have you like never heard it?
No.
I've never heard it either. I like it.
I guess I'm less white trash than you guys.
You really are. I'm starting to learn. Me and Ashley are like true trash.
Yeah, I mean, I'm slightly more of a city girl. I did not grow up in the city, but I grew up closer than you guys, so I must just have that extra bit of culture.
Oh, jeez. No, you totally do.
Yeah. I just have fancy parents.
My elbows are rough from all the elbows on the table.
Calloused elbows. Calloused from elbows. The number of times they've rested on the table.
Oh, yeah. Well, my elbows are ashy as fuck right now. So,
well, None of us are in like super great shape right now.
No. Okay. Anyway, so yes. Do not leave food or knives out because he might fuck with your food and take your knife to go and do stuff.
Knife stuff.
They steal shit all the time. So if your house is messy, Domovoy will pull poltergeist shit or smother people in their sleep.
Stop this.
Pardon?
Yeah. Like, not to death. But
just enough so you maybe stop breathing. But they'll come
and they'll just smother you. Yeah, and so that you wake up and you're like, what the fuck? And the Domovoy is like, you left pizza boxes out.
I wonder if that's sort of like their you know, mystical explanation for sleep paralysis.
Oh.
Probably. That makes sense.
That does make sense. Because
you can't really breathe when you have that. Or your body is breathing, but your mind is saying, like, you have to breathe. Like, you're not breathing. But, like, your body is, you're fine. You're not going to die. And you're feeling
that weight, like, you think you're being smothered.
Interesting.
Yeah. So if your Domovoy is happy, laughing and dancing and singing, or if he gives you a warm touch, it means things are, good things are probably going to happen to your family. And a cold touch means death.
Wow. Oh, well, oh, right.
Okay.
And that's it. That's what I've got.
Boy, oh boy. I like these little guys. So
I was going to say, they're fascinating.
I had never heard of them.
Me
did
either.
Gnomes exist before these guys, or are gnomes based off of these guys? Like the lawn gnomes, I wonder.
I mean, I would think that these are older because it's like, you know, in the third century or whatever.
Yeah.
I just don't know, the origins of gnomes, especially like lawn gnomes. And I wonder if this is it.
This totally could be it. I mean, these sound like actual little gnomes that just they kind sort of have an evil side.
Yeah, they sort of like guard the entrance to your home. Everyone always has them out front.
That's true. A house guardian. There you go.
That strangles you.
kind of wants to kill you and to clean your shit up.
It doesn't strangle you. It smothers you.
Smother, right.
Chill out.
Totally different. Their hands aren't big enough. Their hands aren't big enough for strangling. They're only big enough for smothering. Little hands.
They are. They're just little guys. And they like, it's so cute because when they try and choke you, it just kind of
tickles.
Yeah.
It's like a massage.
Some people get excited about that.
Oh, okay.
This kind of reminds me of, do you remember the movie The Borrowers?
Oh, yes.
No.
Was it a Disney movie? John Goodman was in it.
I think so. And it was also a book because I definitely read the book when I was younger and was obsessed.
But it came out when I was like in grade school, and it's about these like little people that live in your house. Like they're all over. They live in everyone's house, but you like follow them. In this story, they live.
And
in
if you
house.
Ever wonder why something is missing, the borrowers have usually like taken it under the stairs to their little area or something.
Yeah, all their furniture is made out of like thimbles and tiny napkins.
I'm looking it up, and I feel like it does look a little familiar. You're right. I mean, it does absolutely sound to me exactly the same.
Yeah, only they're tiny. They're like they can fit in my coffee mug. So I don't think they can do any smothering or anything.
No smothering. I don't think they could throw a box across the room.
No, they just mostly just steal. They borrow. They don't steal. They borrow.
Well, they're a little kinder. We'll see. Fuck around and find out.
Yeah, we'll need to see if this was the inspiration for all the little guys to come.
Amy, you said, is this the fireplace ghost?
Yeah, so I was wrong. I had read this story like a week or two ago and then wanted to do it, and I was like, it's a fireplace ghost. It lives in the stove, and I was
because when you said fireplace ghost, I was like, excuse me.
Yeah, that sounds
but stove,
no, horrifying.
Yeah, stove is the same.
That's why I couldn't find out about it, because I was googling like house spirit fireplace, and it was like, check out this cool fireplace light up ornament with a ghost on it.
Just some Halloween decoration.
Yeah, so I just had to like read through the website where that comment was posted and just find it, because I was like, also Google's algorithm can bite my ass, but this was also my fault because I was like, I don't know, bears, house bears. I don't remember what it was called.
Oh, man. House bears.
All right, so Ashley,
I'm in Russia too.
What are you
too.
Bringing to the raspy table? Oh my goodness!
What are you bringing to the raspy table? Today I'm going to talk about my girl. I'm going to be talking about Baba Yaga or Baba Yaga or Baba Yaga today, however you want to pronounce it. She was a figure that almost made it into our Boogeyman episode, but she got cut for time. But I still want to talk about her, so here we are. There was just so much to say.
Yeah.
So, Baba Yaga, what does it mean? Apparently, I haven't seen the John Wick movies. I think I saw the first one. I didn't really like it. But apparently, in one of the John Wick movies, there's a Russian mobster slash assassin that they refer to as Baba Yaga. And in the film, they say it translates into boogeyman. But that's not true. Like, Baba Yaga is a boogeyman. But actually, we don't know what the... what Baba Yaga actually translates to. The legend is Slavic, so you can assume that the translation would be Slavic as well. So Baba is easy. That means old woman or grandmother or witch, which is hilarious. It's the same word for all three.
Witch and grandma. Wow.
Okay. I'm seeing a lot of sexism today in these stories, and I don't approve.
Well,
not into
Baba
it.
Yaga actually ended up being kind of a feminist icon, so we'll get to that. But Baba is sort of related to babushka, which is also grandmother
in Russian. And isn't like busha? I feel like that's like Polish busha. Or something.
Yeah,
busha.
Maybe.
So it's busha. All connecting.
Yeah. But Yaga, like no one knows. Like it's not really a word now, today. So no one really knows what it means. They think it comes from various Slavic words meaning abuse, snake, or wicked. So Baba Yaga basically translates to either like terrible old witch or spooky grandma.
Can we go with spooky grandma?
Yeah. Spooky grandma works. So Baba Yaga is a part of Russian folklore.
I love good folklore.
Folklore. She shows up in a ton of their stories. Like, she shows up in, like, 7 or 8 famous Russian fairy tales. Like, she pops up everywhere. And it's actually pretty cool because she has no other origins. She's completely Slavic. So, a lot of creatures are, like, Greek legends with different names and attributes, like sprites and leprechauns. And even, like, the Domovoy might have come from, like, a house sprite or something.
Right.
But she, like... is totally original. She never existed before this. And one legend is that the devil himself cooked up 12 evil women just to make her.
Oh, yikes.
Like he boiled them together?
Yeah. Cooked
like
them
up. Stew?
Like a stew. Oh. And out came Baba Yaga. I love her physical appearance. For her physical appearance, she supposedly has an unnaturally long nose, like touches the floor when she's standing. And when she's sleeping, it grazes the ceiling. Like, that's how long her nose is. She has iron teeth.
What?
They're made of iron.
Iron teeth.
Oh.
And she is skin and bones, but she's apparently kind of large. She's not like a frail little lady. I guess she's sort of enormous. Like, there are stories where she's laid across her cooking stove that stretches from one end of the house to the other, and she's like on most of it. So she's a big lady, which is creepy.
It's very creepy.
And like most witches throughout history, she does fly, but the Baba Yaga is way too interesting to ride an old broom. She rides around in a huge mortar, which if anyone doesn't know what that is, I have a mortar and pestle to mince garlic and crush up different nuts and muddle fruit. Do you know? They're like stone bowls.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing, only it's huge, and she steers it with an enormous pestle. And,
oh my gosh.
Like, obviously, when you like see a drawing of it or like you picture it, the image brings about the like traditional witch image of the cauldron.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's that shape. And like witches' cauldrons, like, why do they have them? Why are they associated with witches? Everyone had a cauldron back then because that's how you cooked stuff over a fire. But the Baba Yaga mortar is definitely like the original witch tie to that kind of imagery. And the giant pestle definitely looks like a broomstick. And the fact that she like uses it to steer also mirrors the image we have of traditional European witches riding on their broomsticks.
I don't know why, but as you're describing this, I'm imagining her in like a Mario Kart race. And yeah. That's her go-kart. And she's steering around, just crushing Toad and Bowser, making her way. I like it. I like this imagery.
Yeah. She basically just rides around steering her mortar, and she grabs children and crushes them up and eats them.
So does she only grab mean, bad little children?
No, she'll eat anybody.
Oh, man. Okay.
Anyone you come across. And not just kids. She kills men, too. She actually kills a lot of men.
Oh, well, I mean.
All right. Then I'm on her side.
All right. I don't know. It kind of, nothing personal. You know, I know that you have a son, but
most men are garbage. Yeah. Worth it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Her house is fantastic. The Baba Yaga lives in a log cabin style house that's perched on top of a pair of giant moving chicken legs.
Oh, yes.
Like, the house can walk.
That's awesome.
Like, it can move.
That's some house moving castle
yes.
shit.
So, like, if the house wants to turn around, like, if it doesn't want to let you in, it'll just, like, stand up and turn around. So you can't
be
get
like,
to the
nah,
door.
Nah, girl. I love it.
Bitch, you're ugly. Fix your face.
No, not coming in. The door's keyhole is full of razor sharp teeth. Oof. And the...
Well, I mean,
whose keyhole isn't? Is the thing.
But yeah, also, who cares? All sharp. Like, you're putting your key in it.
True.
Like, it's not... I feel like even back then, they weren't, like, picking locks with their fingers.
True. I mean, maybe it's just scary if you, like, put your eye up to it because you want to get a glimpse at the Baba Yaga, and then all of a sudden you see chomping teeth coming at you.
Right.
That's true. Well, don't be a nosy bitch. True. So...
Stop trying to spy.
And also, don't be, like, such a pansy you can't knock on the door. Like, ding-dong ditch her.
Right.
Oh, don't ding-dong ditch her. She can come after
she
you
can,
in her
mortar.
In her weird fucking bucket. Like, why? Those don't move like that. Okay.
They fly. Hers flies.
Story. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't even imagine that. Like, she can soar over people if she wants.
I don't know why. I guess I missed that you said that she was flying. So I just thought that she was, like...
Rolling around.
Cruising around town
in her fucking bowl, like a real slow lady.
Like she has to like spin around and like she uses centrifugal force
yeah,
to get it
exactly.
to move forward. Yeah,
oh,
for sure.
My gosh.
No, it flies. And you'll like this: the fence around her hut is made of human bones, topped with lamps that are made of the skulls of the witch's male victims.
Yes. Oh.
Thank you. I needed that today.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
she uses them as lanterns. She puts fire in them.
She's a bad bitch.
Yeah, she's the best.
Yeah, dude. Lizzo should write a song about her.
She should.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
She should.
Get some fucking flute in there, man. Please.
Well, you take all of that into account and you're like, this witch is evil and very obviously a bad guy. But the thing is that, like, she's not always a bad guy. Like, a lot of the Russian stories have her chasing and gobbling up children and grinding them up in her mortar. But she's also portrayed sometimes as a Mother Nature figure, which is interesting because nature itself is sort of, like, beautiful but also extremely dangerous and can sometimes be seen as evil when you look at, like, what it can do to us. Murder us. So in a lot of stories, she's very helpful and monstrous simultaneously. There is a famous Russian fairy tale. It's the original Cinderella. It's called Vasilisa the Beautiful. It's about a pretty young girl who lives with her wicked stepmother and two stepsisters, who I assume are ugly. And the stepmother's cruel, runs her ragged with chores. She's able to get them all done with the help of a magical doll that her mother gave her before she died instead of, like, talking mice. Which I don't know in the, like, Hans Christian Andersen Cinderella. I don't really know that one. I know the Disney version. But I don't know, like, if she was helped by mice in the story. I don't know.
It was probably, like, all of fucking Disney movies. Probably the actual story is, like, it was a rat with razor blades.
Something so depressing.
Who was like, I know how to sew. And then they like made it way cuter for Disney because they do that with all that shit.
I know.
They
do. I know that the Hans Christian Andersen Cinderella, at some point Cinderella's foot gets chopped in half to fit into the shoe.
I was just going to say, I bet there's something horrific with the glass slipper.
It's her sister. So one of her sister cuts off her toes.
Yikes.
I do remember this for some reason.
Okay.
And the other sister cuts off her heel.
Ah, that's worse. That's way worse.
And so whichever one, like, they get the shoe on and Prince Charming is, I don't know, a fucking
idiot?
Bimbo for sure. Major, major himbo. And he's like, yeah, okay. And then he's like, well, this shoe feels really red and wet. And also, it's a see-through shoe.
Yeah,
like,
you
can
you
immediately
see the
be
blood?
Like, yeah, like, what's up with your toes?
Yeah, why are
they don't have them?
Why are they just
don't have
bloody
toes?
Stumps?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I'm sorry. This is your story.
No, I appreciate
that. Loved that side note.
Because I don't remember that story. But when Vasilisa is old enough to marry, her stepmother decides to get rid of her so that her beauty would stop distracting suitors from her actual daughters. So she sends her basically to die. She sent her to on a mission to steal fire from Baba Yaga. And so Vasilisa, it's a hard word. There's a lot of I's and L's smooshed together. So when I first read this, I was like, is that word just Vulsa? Because it was on a website where, like, I could not decipher if there was an I or an L.
Oh my gosh.
So Vasilisa goes to the chicken leg hut and is immediately caught by Baba Yaga. She's a witch. But Yaga doesn't immediately kill her and asks her, like, why she's there. So Vasilisa tells her the whole shebang, and Baba Yaga decides she's not going to kill her. She's going to put her to work to pay for the fire. So she basically, like, works her to the bone, which, again, Vasilisa survives with the help of her little magic doll. And Baba Yaga terrorizes the girl with all her witchy stuff, like disembodied hands in the hut, like, doing work, just, like, hands around, which that image was very creepy to me.
No, I don't like that.
Well,
sort of, like, Thing.
Thing is great.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought, but I don't think as, like, funny, and I don't think he could ride a little skateboard. Maybe.
Yeah, and it's like, did they know sign language so that you could communicate?
Yeah, or were they just, like, creepy nice. Hands, like, walking around and doing small chores?
Yikes.
Yeah.
So anyways, creepy hands, and, you know, obviously the whole, like, eating children was not super great for Vasilisa. She was very scared. And in the end, Baba Yaga gives her the fire inside of a man's skull, as you do. And Vasilisa goes home and burns the manor down with her stepmom and stepsisters inside.
Oh.
Perfect. That's awesome. I love that. Such a happy ending.
Well, then she gets to marry a czar. And she
that's
lives
a great
happily
ending
ever
for her.
After.
There's
really
literally
happy.
Nobody loses from that story.
No.
Baba Yaga gets a nice friend to hang out with mm-hmm. for a little bit, keep
and
her
terrorize.
Company. And terrorize, and that's fun for her. And then she gets to murder her whole family and marry a czar. And literally no one is the victim here.
No one.
Sounds like a lot of winners. I like that story.
But yeah, so it's like Baba Yaga, like, had sympathy for the girl, but also wasn't going to just, like, help her without getting yeah. anything in return.
Sure.
Yeah. She was like, hard work is important, and I want to be ethical. I don't want to just give you something.
I can't just hand it over.
It's funny that Vasilisa came and she was like, my stepmother works me to the bone with chores, and now she sent me here to die to get rid of me. And Baba Yaga's like, you know who else needs chores done?
Good idea.
But also, I'd rather have Baba Yaga on my side than, like, some fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Who
I'd rather have a witch
is
on my side.
Just, like, immortal. Like, cool, congratulations on, you know, maybe dying someday. Like, that's pathetic. Baba Yaga would never.
She would never stoop to that level.
Baba Yaga also breeds horses that she'll sell you.
Cute.
So
are they magical?
No, the horses aren't magical themselves. They're not magical.
They're
just regular old
horses.
That's just a hobby of hers.
Okay, side job.
But yeah, okay. Like hearing all these stories, it's like, what the fuck is going on with this witch? Is she a cannibal? Is she a mother figure? Will she help you? Will she kill you? Well, one explanation for why she can be so bipolar and why in some stories she can be killed and then literally pop up again in the next story or later on in the same story is that there are multiple Baba Yagas. And This can be interpreted two ways. One, sometimes Baba Yaga is seen in three as a trio of old sisters, which is a very traditional witch image, the three witches mm-hmm. together. Or two, it could be that Baba Yaga, again, the translation is just like wicked witch or spooky grandma. There could be hundreds. It could just be a name for that kind of witch in the woods.
Yeah.
And not like the name of this woman. Mm-hmm. But without the Baba Yaga, we wouldn't have the Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus.
Oh.
We wouldn't have...
Well, thank God.
I know. Thank God for her. We wouldn't have the Blair Witch. We wouldn't have The Witch, the movie The Witch that just came out. Like, she is the original evil witch or three witches in the woods that eat children and put men's heads on spikes.
I adore her. She is the OG.
She's the best.
She sounds amazing. I've never seen the Blair Witch Project because duh, yeah. But I've heard that it is a very good movie.
It is so good. And I saw it in like, you know, 2000, 2001. I think I waited till it was on VHS and obviously mm-hmm. scared the pants off me. And I've watched it probably every 2 to 3 years since. Like Joe and I just watched it a week and a half ago. It still scares me.
I need to watch it again. I feel like I'd still have nightmares for sure.
Amy, you can't watch it ever. Do not ever watch Blair Witch Project.
Wait, why can't Amy watch it?
So, because I'm such a scaredy cat. So when it came out in theaters, I was, I think I was 13 and my sister was 17 and she went to go see it. And she made me sleep with her for like 2 weeks, I think. But I could never fall asleep in her bed. Like I just wouldn't fall asleep. But I had a twin bed. So I would have to go to bed in my twin bed. And then she would have to wake me up at 1:30 in the morning to bring me into her room so that I could actually fall asleep in her bed.
Wow. That is a lot of work.
And there were times where I would just be like, no, Lori, I'm so tired. Please don't make. And she was like, I will not.
I can't sleep.
Be able to sleep. If you do not, she was like, you have to, you are my sister and you love me and you have to help me. And then, so I was like, all right, well, if my sister who's 4 years older than me and actually likes spooky movies,
is this scared?
I'm never watching it. Fair. I will die. I already told you guys about how the time somebody described the, what is that gay icon closet
Babadook.
Monster?
Babadook.
But my friend told me what the Babadook was about. He spent 2 minutes describing it to me, and I had to sleep with my closet door closed.
Amy, I love that about you so much.
And I never cared about my closet door being open. I was like, that's fine. I know that there's no closet monster. And then my friend was like, yeah, it's like allegorical for, you know, depression. And I was like, wow, that's very interesting. And then I was like, there's a depression monster.
Also, the Babadook is legitimately one of the scariest like horror movie ghosts or monsters
scary,
I've
Amy.
Ever seen.
Like, don't watch it. I actually just watched it the other night as one of my like Halloween screenings. I hadn't seen it in a while, and I was like, holy buckets. I was home alone, first of all. So like, why? All the lights were off. I was home alone, and I was snuggled up in my bed with a nightlight on for the rest of the night till Alex got home because I was not... Well, he's so scary.
And it's like a beautiful story. Like it's such a beautiful movie. So it's a shame that like, oh, Amy, you won't get to experience that. But it is so fucking scary.
Well,
very scary.
So my friend who told me about it, he did like kind of tell me about the ending. Yeah. And it does sound like a very good movie. It also sounds like it is a very helpful movie to people who have mental illness,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and it can just be very helpful. But also, you know, when people make fun of the Babadook for being gay, it's like, yeah, it probably was a Netflix mistake. Yes. However, it also very much sounds like very similar to that experience of being gay and in the closet figuratively.
True.
And like trying to accept that. So a lot of people, I think, see it that way. But also Netflix was just like fucking...
Netflix was just like LGBT, baby. And it's like, excuse me?
It's the best error they've ever made because all of the memes that came from it were perfection.
Yeah, my favorite thing is Baba Yaga saying "Yas, Queen." Oh. or not Baba Yaga.
Babadook.
The Babadook. Well, they have similar.
They do. I wonder if they're related.
Yas, Queen, and I am Baba Shook. That was my favorite one too.
Oh yes, Baba Shook.
Yeah, and it's also so kind of makes sense as like an LGBT movie if you think about the fact that like you can't ignore that part of you, like you have to address it. If you don't, it will eat you alive, like it will kill you eventually, so you have to come face to face with it. And
that's the symbolism through the whole movie is like you have to face it and you also still kind of have to like feed it and keep it at bay for the rest of your life because it's always going to be there, but you can keep it tame.
Yeah,
which is basically just like, please fucking go to therapy.
True. Your therapist can help you nurture this monster.
Yeah.
Baba Yaga actually ended up becoming kind of a feminist icon because she was an unmarried woman who lived her life as she pleased during a time when that wasn't a thing that women got to do. And you have to remember, this was long before like the French and English European witches, which is where we always assume that we get all that legend, lore, and imagery. But really, a lot of that started with Baba Yaga in Russia. But in most like history of witches articles or documentaries or whatever, she's kind of left out. Which is a bummer. But not. I know that we don't speak Russian, and a lot of our listeners probably don't speak Russian. Maybe none of our listeners do, but there is a Baba Yaga official TikTok, and it's amazing, and you should all check it out. It's just, I think it's babayaga.official, and it's this guy or girl, I'm not sure, in a Baba Yaga costume going around Russia, and it's all in Russian, so that's the only thing that's like, oh, I can't understand what they're saying, but it's hilarious. And she like dances and she raps.
Oh, I'm so into it.
That makes sense.
It's the best.
Because I think I told you that ever since you told me you were doing Baba Yaga,
you were seeing a bunch of
Baba
stuff.
Yaga, I was seeing shit about it on TikTok, and I would see, like, you know, somebody, you know how on TikTok there's always like, okay, so like for part one, so Baba Yaga was, and I would be like, no. And actually I prepared, we don't need to do it though. You inspired me because I saw somebody be like, I'm going to tell the story of Baba. And I was like, no. And he was like, Anushka. And I was like, oh, who is this?
Who is
it? So I'll tell that story next time.
Ooh, you're leaving us with a cliffhanger.
You're leaving us on the edge of a cliff.
I mean, I guess I can do it like super, super, super fast.
Nah, you can wait. You can save it. We can savor it.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny that we could both do like the Slavic shit and also two Bubbas. Two little Bubbas. I guess I do have like a little tiny story. Ashley, I already told you this, but listeners, if you remember your the other Amy.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's favorite psychic. So she has moved to the Denver area and we are friends. So I live in my apartment is like 100 years old, and I'm usually not sensitive to stuff. And honestly, it's never really been an issue for me, but I was seeing shit out of the corner of my eyes constantly when I was in my bedroom. And it was fine. I was dealing with it. I'd never felt malicious, but I was like, whatever. So other Amy came over to dye my hair, and we were sitting out in my backyard looking into the house, and suddenly like she got that look in her eye that she gets when she sees a ghost, that
when
she doesn't
know something's up.
Yeah. And she doesn't want to freak you out. And I was like, no, I know exactly. I was like, just tell me. And she was like, oh, do you like experience anything? And I was like, yeah, I see like a lot of shadows like on the ground out of the corner of my eyes. And she was like, oh, you feel like it's many. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah, I do. God damn it. Like, no, she's like a teacher who's like, just asks questions to get you to the answer.
Yeah, she never says it. She's just like, and then what did that smell like? And I'm like, garbage. She's like
she's guiding you there the whole time.
Yeah. And, but anyway, she was like, do you feel very like confused when you're just like walking around your apartment. And I was like, yeah, sometimes, which is weird because, you know, when you go through a doorway, your brain resets. But I'll just be like standing in my living room and I'll be like, I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to get, and suddenly I'll be like, I don't remember. And she was like, it seems like you have a dude in your house. He's very neutral. He's not mean or nice. He's just confused. And he probably died of like Alzheimer's or dementia.
Oh.
And that's why he's so confused. And she's like, he's just wandering around in your apartment. And she was like, do you want me to make him leave? And I was like, I mean, you don't have to. He's not bothering me, but like,
yeah,
he could go. And she didn't tell me that she told him to leave, but I definitely noticed a change after that. And I asked her the next time I saw her, I was like, hey, did you like get that ghost out of there? And she was like, well, I tried. I told him he was dead and I told him to leave.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, apparently that's the answer, that if somebody's bothering you, if a ghost is bothering you, she was like, yeah, like 90% of the time, they just don't know they're dead.
You have to let them know.
You could just be like, hey, did you know you're dead? And they'll
be like, simple as that.
What?
Yeah. 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 She told me about, well, it's not my story, so I'm not going to tell you, but she just tells ghosts a lot of the times, like, did you know that you're dead? You can cross over and you're dead. And you're dead. And you can just be dead.
Well, I wonder if some of the like the more malicious ghosts that cause problems, I wonder if they're people who like maybe weren't so great in life and they're afraid to cross over because they're afraid they're going to go somewhere bad.
Yeah.
So they just refuse and they just stick around.
The afterlife is going to be worse, so they hang around as long as they can.
Yeah, like if they were a murderer or a rapist or like something, and then they're just like, no, I can't. I know I'm going to hell. And it's like, hey, guess what? There is no hell, so go.
Yeah, well, we've all seen The Frighteners.
True.
So we all know that is totally your valid. But also, it seems like from what Amy was saying, that a lot of people, they don't know they're dead, or they're afraid to cross over because they like want to come back, or they want to be on Earth.
Yeah.
And so it's like, yeah, you're gonna come back, but just in a different body.
Yeah, so get out of here. Mm-hmm.
But they don't necessarily know that.
Right.
But then, so I got my house was pretty good. I was not seeing the shadows or anything, and I wasn't feeling confused. And then I went over to my other friend's house, and she's also sensitive, and she was seeing all these ghosts. And like, I don't know about ghosts, but she was like freaking out because there were all these ghosts around. And I was like telling all these ghosts, I was like, do you know you're dead? Because
do you know you're dead?
You're
dead. Do you know you're dead?
You're dead. So you can just leave. And then I fucking got home and I was like, no, I brought something with me.
No.
And it's not mean. It's not bad. It doesn't really bother me. But I'm just like, God damn it. Like, Amy.
I think you were...
I think you were too nice. Like, you told them they were dead. They were so grateful to you that they're like, I'm coming home with you.
If they were truly grateful, they would just go and be dead and cross over.
You're right.
All right. This has been a really, really fun Halloween episode.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, spooky.
I'm really glad Lauren got to join us for this one. You can pop
Seriously.
In anytime.
Yeah, me too.
I know. From now on, if it feels like an easy month, I'm just going to be sending you guys messages like, hey, I have some free time. I need a minisode in my life. I would love to.
Amy usually brings us out with a song. Amy, do you have a song in you today?
Let's find out.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Okay. Spooky, scary Halloween and Baba Yaga scary. When you find a domovie, they are very hairy. Oh my goodness, don't hug over the threshold, because they will take your food and put a lot of mold upon it. Spooky, scary skeletons and... Do you like the fade out that
I did? No, that was perfect. Yes. I don't even have to do anything for the end of the episode.
So
it just fades away.
Oh my gosh. I have tears in my eyes. That made my whole day.
I you know what? There's a real risk because I never, ever, ever write a song beforehand.
Yeah.
So sometimes like I'll finish and Ashley will be like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, I know. Also agreed. Like, that was really bad.
It wasn't my best. It wasn't
that
my
was very
work.
Stupid. But sometimes they're good.
Yeah, that one was perfect.
I thought today's was great. Like, you yeah, covered I think every
one of your best. Yeah. One of your best. Yeah. Keep it beard.
Keep it beard.
Keep it beard.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.